changes coming to the Browns coaching staff. Sources saying Greg Williams hired as the defensive coordinator. Let's start right there. Hanford, good move, bad move? In between.
I think it's a good move. I was a little bit surprised in the first place when we brought Ray Horton back to the Cleveland Browns because, you know, nothing against Ray. I just thought it was just a question mark there because the first time he was here, I mean, he didn't really do a fantastic job, but I'm not surprised about the move.
I'm not either, and I think that I'm sure Hugh Jackson wanted to handle the offense and wanted to leave Ray Horton entirely with the defense. And we look at Ray Horton, you got the Pittsburgh Steelers pedigree, a Super Bowl winner. He went out to Arizona, had some success, but ultimately in Tennessee was just kind of average. And in both of his stints in Cleveland was kind of average. And I think when you look at Greg Williams, the one thing, as Nathan and I kind of discussed in the hallway prior to the show, is we're going to be a 4-3 defense. There's going to be no more hybrid aspect to what we do. And the other word we're going to use when we talk about Greg Williams is aggressive and blitzing.
Absolutely. And listen, the fact of the matter is it's a performance business. The teams that Ray Horton has been the defensive coordinator on the last 3 years have picked first twice in the NFL draft, and they picked second once. Those are the facts. That means you're at the bottom of the barrel. So you bring in Greg Williams. He's been in the league for 18 years as a defensive coordinator head coach. 5 top 5 defenses, 8 top 10 defenses, number 9 last year with the Rams. He's going to bring, as you said, that attacking, and I think it fits our personnel better.
Yes.
A lot better going into the season.
I tell you another thing I didn't like about Ray Horton's defense, because when you looked at it, even when he was here before, I mean, you look at the secondary, and he's got Joe Hayden. I mean, he's got in doubling with other people, and he's leaving the other corners alone. I mean, Joe Hayden is capable of being a man-to-man corner all by himself. I mean, turn him loose and let him go. But, you know, I think that's what happened with Buster Screen. That's why Buster Screen became such a great corner, because we left him alone and he got beat and he got better from it.
But knowing that we've now potentially brought Greg Williams in here and we're going to be more aggressive and sending players at the quarterback, it says to me via free agency and via the draft that we are going to invest in our defensive backfield, because we need, if we're going to throw guys at the quarterback, we've got to be able to cover, we've got to be able to disguise looks and play man-to-man defense.
And one of your former Buckeye, James Laurinaitis, who played for him with the Rams, tweeted out today, the Browns are getting a great one. This is exactly what they need. They're going to love him. So he's a guy that players like, and maybe he's another guy. You know, Tremaine Johnson's a free agent out there, one of the best young cornerbacks in the game. Maybe he's a guy who can bring some people and have them help get here to the Cleveland Browns.
Can you walk us through what it's like to go through a change in defensive coordinator and how it's, if the head coach stays the same, the coordinator changes? How does that change the game? How does it change?
The game does change slightly, and I think it's sometimes it's tough. We hear about quarterbacks playing for multiple offensive coordinators, you know, year after year, and have to relearn a system. But I think in this case, for some of the guys, you know, Joe Hayden was a hangover that learned the Ray Horton system the first year, and of course learned it again this time. But for these young players, they learned one defense, and they'll just quickly turn the page because they learned a defense in college they played in for 4 years, and then quickly learned this system. They can unlearn it, and then if we feel like we're investing in Greg Williams for the next 3 to 5 years, which we hopefully will, you learn this system for the first time and then hopefully for the last time as your career as a Cleveland Brown, because of the success, you hopefully that develops defensively.
And with a lot of the guys, a lot of it is terminology, because
yes,
you have different coaches have different terminology. And once you learn that terminology, I mean, everything falls into place.